Blog Talk Radio. y'all, the show is going to be brief and to the point tonight, because I decided that what we're going to try to start doing is having you all some real pros come on here, and I don't know, you know, because it does not seem that my believability is as it should be, because I don't know, even the folks that know I got a radio show don't call in enough. And so I don't know, I'm going to start having professionals on here. I'm redoing all the different websites and stuff. And I'm going to start being more of the person out in the field. I'm going to be doing the restaurant, the barbershop, the salon, the spa, and places like that. Because at least I'll be around somebody that's trying to do something for themselves or something. You know, if you got getting a haircut, you ain't doing it to go home and lay up. You're going to do something. And I'm going to be trying to always have something to do, because a lot of my friends are in business as producers and directors, and, you know, it's all kind of things going on that I would like to bring to just the average Joe, but the average Joe just want to stay average. That's not going to work in our society. I'm just here to tell you. So tonight's show topic was Ask Uncle Billy Radio Show, and on my pitch line, I can call it that, I put in, don't believe the hype. You know, we keep hearing what Donald Trump is saying. Oftentimes now, I'm just going to tell y'all this, just for you to understand what keeping a confrontation, a conflict in the news gets the newspapers or the TV shows or the TV station, draws a whole lot of business, all types of conflicts. You don't have to be true. Don't have to be honest and forthwith. All you got to do is be able to say it. Because you can say, I'm sorry, anytime you get ready. After you hear it, don't be hard for it to leave you. And, you know, it's just like in a courtroom. When the media says something, it works. That's all I can tell you. Because on this, don't believe the hype. I remember when Miss Cheryl Smith started her bowling tournament. And she had guests coming in from all over the country, and some guests coming from other countries. So I applaud her so much that she brought to life a lot of things that Uncle Billy wouldn't have even known about when she come into the door of Dallas Weekly. So, yeah, my queen. Miss Cheryl Smith coined this phrase from the rappers that put it on the map. I think it was Luke and his crew, Two Live Crew, and all of them kind of folks. Now, if you understood the message then, don't believe the hype, you know. What you mean? What you mean? She spoke it over and over again, and she had to try to explain to people. You don't know what the hype is? The hype is all in that bull calling and folks be trying to teach you all the time, trying to tell you this and tell you that. But, you know, just don't believe the hype. Don't go for the okey-doke. So if you didn't believe it then, why would you go for the okey-doke now? You know, that's what I'm saying. You hear Donald Trump saying he been there to all the it's rigged. And yeah, if it's rigged, he got it rigged. He got a little power now. I'm going to tell y'all that. Y'all might not understand it because y'all still living in Never Never Land and falsehood and stuff. Believe anything, go for anything. Yeah, he has a large amount of power now already. But you know, if he wants more, he got to go a long way because, boy, voting went good yesterday. I hope it went better today. Haven't had a chance to check on it. I've been in a little pain. But we need to get to the polling booth, y'all, in a major way. People, this is our time. If we fail this one, there will not be another chance, y'all. The Ask Uncle Billy radio show starts at 7 o'clock p.m. So call in to voice your opinion at 1-323-870-3963. Remember, in all the years that we had a chance to break them chains, we failed. Not this time, however. Vote, people. Holla. Y'all know how important it is to, if you don't, y'all quit fronting. If you really don't know what's going on, you need to ask somebody. You need to go vote. If y'all want to see a catastrophe in the United States, let Trump get in there, y'all. Y'all going to be all kinds of first, all kinds of second, and all kinds of third. Because, y'all, there can't be no peace with a crazy person in the White House. Just be real, y'all. Just keep it real. Y'all, we got to kind of try to level the playing field. But, golly, y'all, we just had a black president. Y'all ain't stupid. Y'all know what them people telling y'all all the time. We want to get it back to where it needs to be. Y'all don't know where that is. Y'all damn sure is crazy. But see, we keep disrespecting ourselves. Then we disrespect them and our kids and everybody else. Just by not doing what we supposed to do, what we need to do. It was a lot of gates left open after Martin Luther King got killed. And nobody wanted to take that load. I don't blame them and all of that there. But it's just the fact that it stopped the roll. They did what they wanted to do. They slowed down the process, took ownership of it. Almost told folks, yeah, we killed Kennedy, we killed Dean, few more of them boys. But all we do is say, yes, sir, and go ahead on. That's not going to get it this time, y'all. That's really not going to get it. If you look at the facts, that ain't all they want this time. They don't just want our heads. They want our hearts, our lungs, our butts, and everything else. So, I'm just saying all of that to say this. It's time to put up or shut up. And I sure hate to see your mom try to come out of nowhere and try to tell somebody, it's too late now. I'm just here to tell you. You get took to the king.
My heart is calling me, please. of you, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to cry, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
You know the big word. gonna be like the fair tickets. I gave people fair tickets that didn't even deserve getting them. And guess what? I didn't get that many pictures back either. So, yeah, I'm ticked. We had a chance to break the chain. But no, we didn't do it. That's what they're going to be saying again.
The name of Jesus. Come on, call his name now. We're standing in his faith. How would you ask? Call his name, Jesus. I'm ready. Jesus.
This is what we've come to do.
also be talking tonight, you all about
never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see the you for the one I held on to. And I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.
Thank you.
If y'all like that one, y'all gonna love this one. Yeah, just pull this one on up. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll just pull it on up.
Oh, yeah. Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin?
Thank you. how it feels to see your numbers go up, despite your best efforts.
Thank you.
I'm gonna find another one that y'all gonna jump on.
Brother man, there's gonna be more prisons for you.